House Bill 1034, an act to reduce the legal blood alcohol limits for motor vehicle drivers.
House Bill 1034, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Michael Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House Bill 1034 is an act to reduce the legal blood alcohol limits for motor vehicle drivers. We've heard a lot about this in the last couple of years, and I ask that you lay aside the arguments that have been heard for at least the last couple of years, that you really despise federal mandates and you really despise the federal government blackmailing the state of South Dakota. Now, those are legitimate things to bring up, and it's fun to talk about it, but I think we have a bill here that is not only necessary from the fiscal stand for the state of South Dakota, but I also think that it's necessary when you consider the lives of the people in our state. 43% of motor vehicle fatal accidents are alcohol related. Despite the claims of opponents, a growing number of studies, including those of the National Highway Traffic Transportation Safety Administration, leading universities in states that have already enacted the .08 laws, conclude that stronger drinking driver laws reduce the danger of alcohol-impaired drivers on our highway. Under the 2000 Transportation Appropriation Bill, Congress mandated the states to enact the .08 law by October 1st of 2003. That is, as the presumptive level of intoxication for drivers, or we would be subject to the loss of highway funding. For example, 2% or approximately $3.5 million would be lost in the first year, which would be fiscal year 2004, and up to 8% or approximately $14 million by the fourth year, which is the federal fiscal year 2007. The current funding bill also provides incentive money for states that enact a .08 law before the deadline, and as I mentioned, the deadline being next year. The estimated share of South Dakota's incentive money is $750,000. We would get a minimum of $500,000. A minimum of $550,000 the next year, and the amount actually depends upon the number of states that are in compliance with the 2000 Transportation Appropriations Bill. Whether or not we like federal mandates, passing this bill is the right thing to do for both highway safety and fiscal responsibility. I encourage you to support House Bill 1034. Thank you. I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on House Bill 1034. Representative Bill Napoli.
I have a question to the sponsor, Mr. Speaker.
State your question, sir.
Representative Broderick, where does that $500,000 go?
Representative Broderick, do you wish to answer the question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir.
That question came up in committee, and according to the legal counsel for the Department of Transportation, that money would go into the Department of Transportation Fund.
Thank you.
Representative Napoli, you have the floor. Further remarks on House Bill 1034. Representative Don Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Out of respect to Mr. Broderick, Representative Broderick, excuse me, I'm only going to be able to use a little bit of this prepared speech I had here because I'm going to vote no on this for the very reasons he asked me not to talk about. I just want the members of this body to know that every one of these mandates that comes down the road, I'm going to be voting against. I know of no other way to get the attention of the federal government or the people that can change the way things happen in the federal government. So please bear with me.
Further remarks on House Bill 1034. Representative Mel Olson.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. The comments about getting the attention of the federal government remind me of this fall. I was driving to Minnesota. My wife was reading in the front, and the kids were playing Nintendo in the back, and a young deer ran out in the road, and I hit it. And my wife looked up and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm hunting." I got the attention of the deer, but it was in pieces. And so while I respect what the representative said about getting the federal government's attention, I can tell you from my decade of service that it doesn't work. And the question before us today really is two questions. Is it good public policy to go from 0.1 down to 0.08? And I frankly am not sure it is. I don't think that you get drunk drivers at 0.1. I think you get drunk drivers at 0.24 or whatever. So that's the first question. The second question, I've got my numbers wrong, Representative Abdallah. I've had a drink or two, I'm sorry. But you see my basic point. But the other point is we are a large state in terms of miles of road and not many people. And we have arguments all the time up here over taxes and who should pay for this and who should pay for that, and whether the state should take a few extra miles of road on the state system or whether they should give it up. And the question before us today really is, given the fact that the federal government have never backed down on one of these, are we really willing to give up the funding and compromise the quality of individuals' lives within the state and, frankly, compromise the safety of individuals in this state over a stand of principle that, frankly, has never worked? And so I respect the views of members who feel the way that Representative Henney's does. I'll certainly respect your no vote. But in some cases, when you're looking at the safety of the roads of South Dakota and the federal money that comes to this state on a 2-to-1 or in some years 3-to-1 match, to say that you have to be a little less intoxicated to be on the road doesn't seem to me to be a bad trade-off. I would urge you to support the Broderick motion.
Further remarks, Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I couldn't agree more with Representative Olson. The $750,000, we're not sending a message to Washington for $750,000. They could care less. But what are we saying? Let's wait another year and kill a bunch of more people in South Dakota that show Washington and we're not going to take that $750,000. In committee, it was testified that only 1% of the national fatalities was caused by drunken drivers from 08 to 0.10. But no proof was given. I've got that proof. These numbers come from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration as of about 20 minutes ago. For the year 2000, the total fatalities in the United States was 41,821. Drivers that were killed, drivers, not passengers, these statistics only address the drivers who were killed that were 0.08 or 0.09 was 3,761. Over 9%. This is drivers only. They don't have the figures on the passengers. So we want to wait another year and send a message to Washington that we don't want your $750,000, but we'll kill a few more people in South Dakota and we'll show you. When are we going to quit fooling around and quit slaughtering people on the highways, and let's get this legislation passed and go on? Thank you.
Representative Tom Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. my older brother was correct. You should not vote for every mandate that comes down from the federal government. I'm going to, but he was correct. I'm going to do it for the money. Let's just say that, all of us, you know. We're going to do this for the money. It doesn't make any sense. It's already against the law to drive a car in an intoxicated condition at 0.05. It's already against the law. Period. Everybody here thinks you got to be 0.10 because we use a misnomer all the time and we call that the legal limit. Well, it's not the legal limit. That's the point of presumption beyond which everyone is considered intoxicated, 0.10. Under that, depending on the circumstances, you can already be charged. And I also want to tell you that if making laws kept people from breaking the laws, we wouldn't have any crime in South Dakota. Because we got 15 pages or 15 books here with laws. And they continue to be broken, we continue to enhance the penalty. I'd also like to ask my esteemed colleague, Mr. Abdullah, how many of those drivers that he quoted as 9% were at fault? They were drunk. They were involved in an accident. That doesn't mean they were at fault. Doesn't mean they're the ones slaughtering people on the highway. And finally, I'd like to tell Mr. Broderick or Representative Broderick, the term is extortion, not blackmail. But we need to vote for this bill. We need the $750,000. And if we don't vote for it and people are killed because of safety reasons, it'll be because we got bad roads, not because we've taken the 0.08 driver off the road. So when you go home to your caucus this weekend or your Cracker Barrel, will you just tell everybody that's a feel-good bill stuffed down our throats from the federal government. It isn't going to do anything for us, but I voted for it so we could have the $750,000. And also tell him, if you would, that my brother had the guts to stand up and say, I'm not taking this anymore. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks, Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment at the desk, and it has been distributed, 1034FD.
Are you moving that at this time?
Yes, I am.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion, Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I can, I'll just speak to the amendment first.
Yes, sir.
If you'll look down in about the middle of the page, we have one typo on this that Representative McCoy was so gracious to point out to me. 32-23-3, in that line, if you go over there and it says, and there if, that should be there is 0.10. It should be just like the first line up above. What this amendment would do is if for conviction of the DUI law, which is 32-23-1, and your blood alcohol level falls in the range of 0.08 to 0.10, it would be a Class 2 misdemeanor and would not count against those three strikes when it goes to a Class 6 felony. So I think this has the potential of keeping some people out of our jails. We can still give them the DWI. Their insurance can still go up. It's just simply a smaller class of misdemeanor. And if you look in the first part, that's for the first conviction, and then the second part is for the second. But if you look down on the third one, under Section 7, if the conviction for a violation of 32-23-1 is for a third offense as a Class 1 misdemeanor, that's where it states that, so that you know that the 0.08 to 1.0 that this would create would not count for that. Now, the person that brought me this, I was visiting with my own attorney who was here last week on another issue, and he suggested this to me as a possibility. And I talked with Representative Madsen, who unfortunately cannot be here today, along with Representative Gillespie, and they can answer some of these questions that we might have, some of these legal questions. But Representative Madsen thought this would be a good idea. I can't speak for him other than tell you the conversation that I had with him. But I think this would help some people probably vote for something that they really would rather not have to vote for. I thank you.
Further remarks on the amendment, Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, it's getting late, but I just absolutely couldn't let this opportunity go by. What a glorious moment it is to finally see Representative Hennies and Representative Abdallah disagree on something. Sunshine has finally landed in the House of Representatives. And I say that facetiously, of course, even though it's true. I really appreciated Representative Tom Hennies' remarks. Even though years ago we sued the federal government over a seatbelt law, and we lost. And we lost federal dollars. There is no doubt that we will have to implement this law, even though I am willing to forego the money. I'm willing to tell them to take their $3 million and shove it, just like other states have done before us. The problem is we're a poor state, and we're so desperate for that money that we are willing to give up our rights and freedoms in this state to be the stewards of this state for money.
Representative Napoli, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but really not. I wanted to direct your attention to the amendment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm not sure, just from procedural, I mean, you can certainly speak to both of them if you wish, but
Thank you.
Order of the business is his amendment, Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to speak to both the bill and the amendment.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
And I was so shocked by the debate between Representative Hennies and Representative Abdallah, I lost procedure there for just a moment. But thank you, sir, for pointing that out to me.
You're welcome, sir.
But I guess to continue on, I'm saying it will only take me just a moment. And that was a glorious moment. I'm never going to forget it. I'm going to write it down on my calendar. And I never thought I'd see it happen in this body as long as I was in the House of Representatives. But I'm getting off subject. Thank you. I think I'm just going to ask all of you to look back in your history books. And I'll never forget a legislator who stood on this floor and was so incensed about the seatbelt law, he said we ought to take tea bags and go throw them in the Missouri River because he was so fed up with it that he was ready to fight back. And I think we're going to get to that point because we've done, this will be the second one now we've done, because we just passed the one for $7 million. It's going to take away the driver's license of the commercial drivers. That's going to, you know, make people lose their jobs and not be able to support their kids, and that's a real fact. And now we're going to go to 08. Which is really a question of whether it will affect people. And there again, now we're going to put people in jail, and we're going to cost them a lot of money. And maybe the intent is good, I don't know. But think sincerely about what you're doing here. Is the money really worth what we're losing?
Further remarks on the Hargens motion to amend. Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will just address the amendment, and I will be short on this. But we talk about irresponsible, and I've heard some irresponsible comments here this afternoon. I would ask this body to resist the Hargens Amendment. What it does, it makes a good bill a bad bill, and a possibly simple law to a complex law. In South Dakota, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD, they currently give South Dakota failing grades because inadequate laws dealing with highway safety. A number of them, such as allowing 14-year-olds to drive, etc. We have to take action now. Whether this will reduce the number of deaths on the highway, we do not know. But I'm sure it's going to reduce the number of the accidents and the serious injuries that we do have. True, there are other laws that could do the same thing, but I would ask this body to be responsible. Don't argue about the money now. We're dealing with highway safety. We have to do the responsible thing. We are sending a message out to the people of South Dakota, the young people as well. They're the ones that are driving also. This doesn't pertain to them. We're talking about the social drinkers and everything that goes along with it. So what message are we sending? I ask this body, if we are going to debate, we do it in a responsible manner. And again, I would ask this body to resist the Hargens Amendment and go ahead and pass the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Hargens Amendment. Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House, and all due respects to Representative Hargens. I have had the chief legal counsel for the Department of Transportation check into the possibilities of the Hargens Amendment as negating the good part of this bill, and that is meeting the Fed's mandate, or as my my friend Representative Hennies says, the extortion. I hate to use that word extortion because in my prior life I was called a person that extorted interest rate out of certain of my customers, which wasn't true, of course. But the if we would pass this Hargan's Amendment, it would not meet the requirements. If so amended, South Dakota would not be in compliance and would not get the incentive money and would be subject to the loss of highway funds beginning in October of 2003. It was rumored that this amendment came about because the state of Ohio was doing this. Mr. Nevin, the chief legal counsel for the Department of Transportation, has contacted the Ohio Department of Transportation Legal Counsel and the Office of Legislative Services and was informed that there is a .08 bill introduced in Ohio, but it would not set a lesser penalty for a blood alcohol content between .10 and .08. It is, rather, essentially the same bill as House Bill 1034 that came out of our House Transportation Committee. Under the circumstances, I would encourage you to defeat this amendment, and let's go on and pass the bill.
Further remarks on the Hargan's Amendment. Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I urge you to kill this amendment also. Representative Hargan's testified that a couple of lawyers have looked at the bill and they don't see anything wrong with it. I consider lawyers that would endorse or oppose a bill like this the state's attorneys that prosecute these cases. I don't see any endorsement by the State's Attorneys Association. I see no endorsement by the Highway Patrol or the South Dakota Sheriffs or the South Dakota Police Chiefs. Why are we so concerned about reducing the penalty for a DUI and protect a few drunk drivers and forget about the entire citizenry of the state? Representative Napoleon mentioned that Representative Hennies and I are on opposite sides, and that will happen again during this session. But the thing is, he already said he's voting for the bill because Representative Hennies knows as well as I do we got to stop this killing. Representative Napoli was worried about the guy losing his job. How about the people that are injured or killed? They don't get up and go to work the next morning. Nobody cares about them, I guess. I urge you to defeat this bill or this amendment and pass this bill in the way it was originated. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Hargan's motion to amend. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is the Hargan's motion to amend 1034-FD. All those in favor of that amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion fails. Further discussion, comments on House Bill 1034, Representative Kono.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. Well, the requirements of 1034 are lowering the blood alcohol for vehicles operating on the state highways. We have a current law in South Dakota that while operating a boat, the standard is 0.10. And it doesn't seem reasonable that we would have two standards in this state. In other words, you get out of your boat, you'd be legal, and get in your car and you'd be illegal. I have an amendment at the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are you moving 1034-JA?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on that motion, Representative Conold.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, this merely takes the statute that addresses the blood alcohol content of an operator of a boat to 0.08 to mirror the highway standard of 1034. I would urge your support. Thank you.
Further comments on the Conold amendment, motion to amend. Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And, I don't see anything particularly wrong with this. It makes good sense and makes everything equal as far as the blood alcohol content. And I don't believe that the amendment offered by Representative Conold would create any problems for the bill or with our compliance. Thank you.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carried. Further remarks on House Bill 1034 as amended? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1034 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1034 as amended.
Representative Van Norman. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 54, nays 11, excused 5.
House Bill 1034, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Representative Knoll, do you have a motion to amend the title?
Yes, Mr. That's Speaker. It's at the desk, and it has been distributed.
1034 JTA, and you move that at this time?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Is there a second? All those in favor of that motion to amend the title signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.